So we are continuing with Lore's childhood pastimes. Yeah, we heard of times even prior to his appearance, and then the wonderful appearance day, Gaur Purnima day, which was even witnessed by the demigods, and his crawling days and crying days and like that, different days, and he's growing and growing. What was yesterday? What did we dealt with? His beautiful form, we had been thinking for a few days. That's still intact on your mind? Fresh? And what else did we talk about? Brahmana. And then there was another darshan there, very special darshan. And Lord had how many arms? 8 arms. Ashtabhuj. Shadabhuj we know. Shad means 6. Bhuja, arms. So that was Ashtabhuj, 8 arms. And then that was Vrindavan also. That form was part of Vrindavan scene. So today we move forward, crying and playing days are over. Time for studies. It's not all play, but some work also. And Vrindavan, Krishna and Balaram were not able to study. They worked first. Cowherding and different circumstances. They were able to study only after, like, they were in early teenage. But here, Nima is just a boy. Doesn't say how many years old, this chapter did not say. Maybe 4 years, 5 years. And so some study, talk of some studies of the Lord, and some more mischief also. This mischievous boy, naughty, as naughty as Krishna. Soon the time came for Lord to begin reading and writing. Writes Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in the very beginning of the 6th chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Time came for reading and writing. Hate khadi. The writing. There's a whole ceremony when the boy is sent to the school first day, and they look into a panchang, you know, they inquire from the priest, what day is the best day, what time is the best time for him to begin the studies, like for the marriage, like for any other, many other auspicious activities, beginning. So vidya arambho, vidya means studies, vidya, beginning. So Jagannath Mishra had done all this by referring to the priests and the shastras, the right time, right day for hatte khadi. This is one of the samskaras when child's education begins. Shubha dina kshubha kshana. Shubh din, we already said that. Shubh means auspicious, din means day, and kshan means time. Shubh din kshubh kshan. The Lord was very expert in learning. They would show him the syllable once and he would learn it. Look, learned it. Another one, look, he learned it, like that. He was learning all the syllables, fatafat. We say fatafat. Photographic memory. Or Shruti Dhar, he would hear or he would look at, and he would learn. Before getting into that, there's another mention here, another samskar. One is called Karna Ved, piercing the ears. Your ears have been pierced? No? Narayani Mataji's? Huh? You see, I have some ears. I had little earrings when I was a little boy. They do to all the children, piercing of the ears. So that was done in case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai, in case of Nimai. Also in Vrindavan, there is a village not far from Nandagram where Krishna was taken to get his ears pierced. Now it takes someone expert to pierce the ears, not that anyone could do it. So Krishna, as a baby, was taken to a little village, and where, when we go on Brajamandal Parikrama, there's a village in Kamban. We visit that village where Krishna's ears were pierced. And also nose. Or maybe here. Varamauktikam. Sometimes little moti, it's called? Pearl, special, valuable jewel, pearl is hanging from here. A queen of Orissa, she wanted to offer a pearl, nose pearl, but she wasn't sure whether there's a scope for this. A whole piercing has been done. This is with the Sakshi Gopal, that Gopal deity that walked to Orissa. So when she had this desire to offer the pearl to the Lord, she was not sure whether that could be done. Then we hear that the Lord appeared in her dream. informing, yes, yes, go ahead. When I was a little baby, my ears were pierced, my nose was pierced, so go get me the pearls. So, Karna Ved and Chudakaran, another samskar, reformatory ceremony. Chuda means this is like a Chuda, Sikha. So he was shaved up, little Nimai, shaved up, leaving little Sikha at the top. You have seen little children first time shaved up. They really look what they call cute. No, tiny babies and all shaved up. Little Sikha, like a Narad Muni. Chudakaran. Vedagni Sikha. That Sikha is called Vedagni Bhakti Siddhanta. Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is giving some further details in his commentary that Vedic sannyasis, however, do not save off their Sikha like Mayavadis do. Of course, this is not a sannyas ceremony, but they keep it as a sign of giving up karma karn and progressing on the path of devotional life. So he's making the distinction how Mayavadis don't keep Sikha, Vaishnavas do. So Nimai had he's a Sikha, Chuda Karan Samskar also performed. And the Karna, when they do the piercing of the ears, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is writing, it also marks, this Karna Ved piercing also marks beginning of the hearing the Vedic literature and becoming eligible to hear topics related with absolute truth. Giving up hearing topics not related to the Lord. Once your ears are pierced, no more hearing the mundane topics. So those two ceremonies, as his ears were pierced and he was shaved up, Chudakaran, and then his school studies begin, and he was picking up learning very fast. Ko kho go go. Ko kho go go. Totho dodho. Totho dodho. Pofo bobo. Yoro lovo. Like that. So he was learning. And as soon as he learned the alphabets, he started writing the names of Krishna. He was writing Ram, Krishna, Murari, Mukunda, Vanamali, these kind of names. Like a Sahasranam, thousands of names. He was writing. As soon as he knew reading, so immediately he was started using that knowledge to write names of Krishna. Not D for dog and C for cat and no. You're D for Damodar. C for his own name, Chaitanya, future day. So he was started writing the names and Kutuhali. He was very eager, eager and enthusiastic to write those names. A little baby, and he's writing. I mean, is that a big deal for Lord to learn, know this A, B, C, D? Happy, happy we shall be when we learn our A, B, C. So he was learning A, B, C, kho, like that. For him, he knows everything. But he's doing this. He's a PhD student, but he's already born PhD. But he is starting writing, learning to write. O-R-E-E, go, go, go. You get the point? He knows her. He knows everything. He has to play ignorant. That's the difficult part. Huh? We are ignorant, but we pose ourselves as some kind of learned. Sometimes we try to show off. Even if we don't know. In case of Lord, he knows everything. He has a difficult role to play. He knows everything. He is abhigya and swarad. Abhigya means sarvagya. He knows of everything. But then he has to play ignorance, some transcendental ignorance, and start from the scratch, start from A, B, C, D. So he's going through all this, these austerities, although he knows. Then Krishnadas Kaviraj, not Krishnadas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he writes that Lord would demand sometimes something impossible to obtain for anybody or his parents, something to get very not possible, but he would ask for it. For example, he would be seeing a flying bird in the sky, and he would say, "Hey, I want that bird." I mean, it's not that easy. Can just, if you're a yogi, of course you could catch the bird. Or sometimes he would look at the moon and said, "Moon, please, parents, get me the moon. Also stars, I want stars. Chand Tara Gun. Chahe." He wants chand, that is moon, and he wants stars in the sky. And they will try to pacify him. You know, those impossible things they can't get, so they will try to get distract him. "Okay, take rasagulla." Or, "Look here, look there." But was not possible to him to get him to forget. And he would demand, "Give me, give me, give me." He would demand like that. So whenever he cried, How to stop him crying? Not loud enough, he is not going to stop crying. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
I mean, normally he would stop crying as he heard the chanting. But there was one time. There was one special time that they just couldn't get him to stop crying. They did kirtan, they did all song and dance and for his pleasure. More ladies gathered, kirtan was louder, the volume was increased, this, that, it, different ragas and... But there was no way to get him to stop. This was one time this happened. They were inviting him, please come and dance with us, Nimai. No, 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 he's just crying and crying. Come here, sit down. And others are singing, but he is not stopping. And he even said, if you want to save my life, he was crying for hours. They were singing, he was crying. Normally, he would stop after a few minutes after kirtan was louder or there was a big enough gathering. But this particular day, he cried and cried and cried and kirtan, they were trying. They tried, he cried, they tried, he cried, they tried. There was a big competition going on. Kirtan was louder, crying was louder. And then he had to say, if you want to save my life, quickly go to those Brahmins, two Brahmins. These two Brahmins were residing in Godrum Dweep. Their names were Jagdish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. You go and bring me something to eat from their place. So that was Ekadasi day. Everyone was fasting. This again, something is impossible. Go the other side, you are across from Yoga Peet, Navadvip, you have to go to another dweep, Godrum Dweep. You know where Godrum Dweep is? Where is Godrum Dweep? Huh? In which dweep is Godrum? I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. I said it. I already said it. Huh? Navadvip. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhajan Kutir Samadhi is in which dweep? Godrum Dweep. Godrum Dweep. Simant Dweep, Godrum Dweep, Madhya Dweep, Kola Dweep, Ritu Dweep, Janu Dweep, Modadrum Dweep, Rudra Dweep, Tenantar Dweep, Viratmani Vedan. So this is number two Dweep. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his hometown, home village is in Antar Dweep, and he was demanding that you go to Godrum Dweep, number two Dweep, and go to those two Brahmins' place and bring me the offering. I want to eat, I want to eat. So there was no way to stop him otherwise. So they were thinking, that today is Ekadasi. But no, we're supposed to be fasting, at least fasting from grains. And what he was demanding was exactly the offering that was meant for the deity of this Hiranya Pandit and Jagdish Pandit. He wanted offering that was meant for the deity. Such a demand was making. I mean, he was not saying so, but was trying to kind of give a message that I am that Vishnu. I don't dare to follow this Ekadasi Vrata. So they are thinking it is impossible. All human beings should civilized ones should follow this, observe this Ekadasi. But the child is demanding, no, no, get me offering. I want Chappan Bhog, Raj Bhog. I want. So when the news spread, these two Prabhus, Jagdish Pandit, Hiranya Pandit, they came to know that Nimai is demanding food that is cooked at their place. They were fully satisfied. They were first class Brahmins, and by hearing the child's request, Santoshe Purunito Hoila. This was like their all desires fulfilled. They couldn't have asked for anything more. They had some realization that this child is not an ordinary child. Hence it was appropriate to these two brothers were talking. How did he know that today is Ekadasi? How did he know that we have prepared all kinds of foodstuffs for the Lord? They were also surprised. That he never made such demand on any other day, but on Ekadasi demanded the food stuff, and from a family that had special cooking done that day. So many families, homes, towns, but once that particular family had a very special offering. So he knew who has cooked very special meal today, who has nice foodstuffs today. So they were surprised, these two brothers. And how did he know? And they were saying, oh, we understand. Since this child is so attractive, Gopal must have manifested in his body. Manifested in his body. So, this is one time that that Kirtan did not work. What work was Mahaprasade Govinde? You wanted to eat. And when he was finally offered foodstuff, he honored it, he was fully satisfied. And no more crying, only snoring. After full belly, Sukhe Nidra Gela. Happily he had a good rest. Jai Nimai.
Jai Nimai.
So then Vrindavan Das Thakur would be now dealing with the mischief part, mischievous am I. Some samples are given, some samples, not everything. If all these naughty leelas, activities were to be compiled, take volumes, so some samples are here. Krishna was a naughty, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna. So you cannot help but be a naughty, very, very naughty. He's a leader of all the naughty boys. And they are everywhere. Right? Naughty boys are everywhere. In India, in Canada, yes, England, in Gujarat, Holland. Not only Hindu children are naughty, but Muslim children, naughty, Christian children, naughty. What does that mean? It's coming from Krishna. What else? Krishna is naughty. What more? The same one God, one Krishna. For all the people on this planet, regardless of what country, what religion, what religious background they have, the connection is with Krishna, with God. This is common. All children. And also they play. All children all over the world play and they are naughty. So Krishna was playful, he would play and he was naughty. Think about it. You think of unity, how the world is united. We are one family. We are one family. Whether God conscious or godless, whatever. But origin is same. Same connection. Krishna connection, same God connection. Not many gods. It's not much different, no difference. Bala avastha krida sakta. When Shankaracharya said, all children, when they are little children, bala avastha krida sakta, they are attracted, they are attached to krida, they are attached to play, playing. So this is found in personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are playing, so all the whole world is playing. All children, all over the world. Since the beginning of creation, children must play. One time I used to think that probably children, American children must not be playing. I used to think like this. That's the thing, America is a scientific-minded country. So even children from childhood, they must be very serious, like a scientific scientist. Very grave and looking through my microscopes, telescopes. But then in our college days, my college days, we saw some documentary and There we saw some American children. They were playing like I was playing in my village, or I used to play. Children were playing. American children were playing. I said, hey, look, there's no difference. The American children or African children, they all play. They're all naughty. This is one God connection with everyone. Some preaching point, I think. Some preaching point there can be used to emphasize the unity, similarity. The world is always trying to stress the difference, how we are different. Everyone is trying to prove how we are different. But there are so many reasons to prove how we are not different. It doesn't matter which religious background, so-called religious background you come from, there's no difference. Soul is a soul. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. All living entities are my parts and parcels. Has Krishna written some footnote? Hindus only are my parts and parcels. Or only human beings in India, my parts and parcels. It doesn't say that. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta. All living entities. So, this little philosophy or something, but that's not our mandate here. We have a Leela. So mischief is coming up, and the kind of mischief that Lord is playing, it is something we could imagine, something is even beyond our imagination. It's only Him who could play such mischief. No one else. No child could do such mischief of that degree, that kind. And as Lord went to study at various places with His friends, no one was able to control Him. He was just wild. This boy, Nimai, he has started studying and is very good at studies. Very good at studies. Picks up, you know, whatever is taught to him, he picks up very fast. Same thing with Krishna also. At Sandipani Muni's ashram, he was there for 64 days, some more days also, but 64 days was his studying times. So Sandipani Muni would teach him one art in the morning, and by the evening, Krishna had perfected that art, and he would get a certificate, okay, passed. Next morning, another lesson, another art. By the evening, he learned that art. Third day, third art, like that. He learned 64 arts in 64 days. Something that human beings spend, like they learn one art, one lifetime. And they become PhD in that, or they get it. Krishna, one day. Okay, next. He's the creator. He's of that art. He knows. So Nimai was very fast in learning, but he was also uncontrollable. Whenever he would meet new boys he would come in contact with, he would tease them, You tease them in so many ways. You pull Sika, do different things. And if that person, that other boy would, you know, kind of retaliate, try to protest, then Nimai would pick up a fight with him. And was ready to punch or pinch. He would do something. You would never know what he would do next. Unpredictable. Very clever. He's described as a very, very clever boy he was. And then he had his friends, you know, his group. So he would pick up a fight, and if the help needed, all his friends would be there, you know, to support him. And then the opposing parties, their friends would gather also. And there would be a little tussle. But every time, Anya Shishugana Yato Sabha Hari Chale, they would be defeated. Nimai's party would always come out victorious. Whether it's argument or a little physical fighting, he was just matchless. Then the daily practice was that after studies, all the boys would first go to Ganga, take a bath, swim to their heart's content. Hours they would be swimming, jumping in and out and playing this way, that way, and finally end up, you know, return home. This was every day. School finish, first go to, this was Nimai's daily Leela. They would enter Ganga, and splashing water on each other, like this, or so many ways you could splash water. Or he would do it with his feet, says. With the hands, with the feet also. You have seen? I mean, I can do it. I have seen it. With the feet. The feet. And so he was very expert. And to the ghat where Nimai would go to take his bath with his friends, that would attract a lot of people would come there. Of course, Nimai is the one who is bringing them. They don't know. Like when he was appearing on God Purnima day, he's the one who managed to get millions of people here. And he's the one who was cause of their chanting, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. So, innumerable people would come to that one bathing ghat. Saints would come, householders would come, sannyasis would come, children would come. They're all taking. More the merrier for Nimai, you know. He always wants to gather people. He's not like a yogi in a cave just by himself is happy. No, he wants big gathering around and like a congregational. He's a person who loves congregation. So he would splash water with hands, with his feet, and If someone tried to stop him, he would just ignore. Hey, stop, stop. He would do more. He would never listen and cooperate. He would after hours of swimming, jumping in and out, and splashing water, if someone was trying to, you know, we had enough, let's stop bathing, Nimai would never allow such, you know. No, we can't stop. He would make them to come back into the waters again. He would throw sand at them. He would kullolo pradan. He would spit water, take water, then he's contaminated. He's forced to come jump into the water again. Anyone trying to go out, he would do something. Hey, no, you have to take bath again. You can't go like this. Dirty, dirt, sand, this, that, and. He would just get them to jaladiya bhange moro dhyan. So there was one particular day he was extraordinarily naughty. No, or they had been tolerating, but one day it was not especially, not only with his school friends, he's making fun of them, or he's playing, joking, playing mischief, but with the elders also. He was not sparing elders. So, he is doing different things. What is he doing? So what happened? Actually, all those who were dealt not so nicely by Nimai, they were all annoyed and they were intolerant. So they all decided to go to Jagannath Mishra and complain. So they have come and they're complaining now. So one person said, you know, I was chanting my Gayatri in meditation and he is splashing water. While I'm doing my Gayatri, he's just splashing water. Is that the kind of training you have given to your son? He doesn't know basics? At least the person who is chanting Gayatri, you have to leave him alone. And he's not going to chant Gayatri forever. After a few minutes, you may. But while chanting Gayatri, at least, and that person said, I was doing Shiva Puja. This Nimai came and he stole my Shivalinga. I was doing Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. I was doing bathing, pouring water on my Shivalinga. He came and just ran away with my Shivalinga. I mean, this is too much. So there's a whole list of says he took my top. Another person says, I was wearing my dhoti and, you know, it was time to put my upper garments. In the meantime, he came and ran away with the upper garments. And someone says, oh, I was about to study my, do my Bhagavad Gita part, and he ran away with my Bhagavad Gita. Another person said, oh, he came from behind, he climbed up on my shoulders and jammed into the... Other person said, I was about to worship my deity of Vishnu. And he came and he sat right on the throne of my deity. They said, where is offering? Where is offering? Bring the offering. Other person said, I had in everything. Because people usually go to Ganga for religious purpose, to worship, to meditate, to study some shastra. So they would go with a flower basket and because he is always doing. Someone also had said that the ladies were taking bath with their clothes were on the living clothes on the bank of the river, and the men were taking bath, but in the meantime your Nimai went and he exchanged the he put all the saris where the men were taking bath, exchanged the saris and dhotis. So when ladies came, they had a dhotis there. And all the men, they ended up with saris and blouse and every possible imaginable thing you could think of. He was doing all types of permutation, combination of varieties of mischiefs. And they said, and he just spends hours, he spends hours. Sometimes he's there for 4, 5, 6 hours in Ganga, around Ganga. Not that he's... And this is going on for a long time, but for... We had been tolerating, but today it was too much. You better do something, Jagannath Mishra. While the delegation of these Brahmins and the gentlemen from the town had come and complained. Meantime, a group of ladies came and they went to Sachi Mata and they had a big list of complaints. What do they have to say? He steals our clothes, speaks very badly to us, throws water at us, and starts quarreling with us. He throws sand on us. One lady said, you know, other day he spat water right on my face. First-hand experience of one lady. She was not making up any stories or rumors. This was her own experience, what Nirmai did. So Sachi Mata is hearing this first-hand experience. And another day, you know, not just today, this Nirmai, he approached me and he said, I want to marry you. When my parents are thinking of marrying, so the engagements are is there. Look, but your son is approaching me like this. Is this a civilized way? But one thing they all have to admit, that then they say, does your Nimai think that he is the son of a king? I mean, he could just do anything. No one could question him. Is he a prince? Is he what? What does he think he is? And then these ladies, group of ladies, have realization. The activities of your son Nimai exactly resemble what we have heard about the activities of son of Nanda. You know, our parents tell of us Krishna Katha, or we read from Shastras, we go to Bhagavad Katha sometimes, we have heard about Krishna. So when we see the way your son is dealing, has reminded us of the activities of son of Nanda Maharaj. So they say that, you know, that if we could also have gone to our parents to complain, inform them what Nimai is doing, then our parents for sure would not tolerate this. They would come and complain to the police, or there will be some court cases and all that. So we are just trying to avoid that. So instead of going to our parents, we have come to you, hoping that you would do something, train your son. Please control your son immediately. For such activities are not proper in Nadia. We are not an African country. We are Nadia, civilized nation. So in at least this part of the world, no, this is not proper. So Mother Sachi did hear all the complaints with great patience. Half the job is done. Only if you hear the complaints, if you could take some action, that's expected. But even if you only hear the complaints, one who complains is satisfied. You know that. If someone comes to complain to you, you should at least hear and give a patient hearing. Temple presidents or others take a hint from this. So Mother Yashoda, not Yashoda, Sachi Mata, she is Yashoda also. She has, when she heard all these complaints, she is smiling. Smile is on her face. And she is embracing those ladies. And sharing some sweet words. And promising that when Nimai returns today, I will tie him up and beat him with a stick so that he won't disturb you again. Okay, I promise you. And promise is a promise. So, then all these ladies, they had come to complain, they bowed down before Sachi Mata. They took dust of her feet. She was very, very respectable lady of the town. So they took, literally took a dust from her feet and went to take their bath, again went back too. Because they were in the middle, they had come just to complain. So they went back to Ganga. Vrindavan Das Thakur making comment here. After both the parties had come, a group of men coming, reporting to, complaining to Jagannath Mishra. Ladies came and they complained to Sachi Mata. And so in spite of the mischief of Nimai, everyone ultimately felt fully satisfied. Although he was mischievous and doing mischief and they are complaining, but end of the day, they are satisfied. They are satisfied. And Vrindavan Das Thakur writes that people came to complain to Jagannath Mishra for amusement. They were, meaning they were not that serious in some sense. Just wanted to. Out of some fun, sake of amusement, they were complaining. But Jagannath Mishra has taken this matter very seriously. And he's very upset, angry, and his words are, this boy behaves like this every day, you know. He's talking about his son. And he doesn't allow anyone to be peaceful on the bank of Ganga. He says, I'm going to punish him right now. Jagannath Mishra says, you are not the first ones to complain. I hear every day such complaints. But today I am not going to spare him. I am going to take him to task. And here I go. I go right now. And he's going. Jagannath Mishra hurriedly going fast. Where is he going? To Ganga, to the bathing ghat. So the girls, ladies and men, those who had complained, they also have gone. And they see Nimai is still there doing still mischief with other people there. And so they are now informing Nimai. Nimai! Listen, Vishwambhar, your father is coming. Your father is coming. You better get out of here. And so Nimai, before he left, you know, some distance, father is on the way. He gathered all his friends. Hey, friends, come here. He gathered all his friends. He said, when my dad, when my Pitasri arrives, you just simply have to tell him that today I went straight from school to home. Normally he comes to the bathing ghat, but today he went home straight. He didn't come to take bath at all. Okay, friends? He's telling all his friends. This is, he had to tell my father like this. And So Jagannath Mishra was coming by one particular path. And Nimai, he is a knower of everything. He knew which way his father is coming. Although he had not seen, but he knows. So he took another path to go back home. He went by another path. And Jagannath Mishra has reached Baiding Ghat. And he's screaming, he's furious. He says, "Where is Vishwambar? Where did he go?" Addressing those boys, getting everyone's attention and making that inquiry. "Where did he go? Where is he?" And he has a stick in his hand. Jagannath Mishra has a stick in his hand and he's wanting to know, where is Vishwambar? So, those gentlemen, they were just now complaining, and they have also come there. And when they hear Jagannath Mishra in that very angry mood and wanting, he's a stick in his hand, he wants to, ready to beat. So all those persons are now trying to see how Jagannath Mishra is serious. "Oh, you mean you are really serious, huh? You know, come on, we were just..." "Don't take it seriously. We don't really mean to complain. He's a nice boy." And actually no one is more fortunate than you in the three worlds, he says. "You are certainly most fortunate to have Supreme Lord as your son and serve his lotus feet. Even if Vishwambar commits millions of offenses, we will still keep him in our hearts." Let him commit offenses. They're talking like a devil talk. They were complaining and now they're trying to pacify Nanda Maharaj. Jagannath Mishra. They all embrace, like those ladies had embraced Sachi Mata. And these Brahmins are now embracing Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra is returning home. He realized that he's not there. Oh, actually the boys are reporting Jagannath Mishra. Whatever he was told, they were told. "Tell my father, okay, today I didn't come here." So they are repeating. Yes, Vishwambar, he went to home directly today. He didn't come. So then there's a description of how Vishwambar is coming. And he's carrying his books. And he's so brilliant, effulgent, as if the moon is walking. Wherever he goes, there's effulgence aura all around him, and as if moon god is walking, they were returning. And as he has come back And Sachi Mata is there. And first thing, Nimai says, Mata, give me some oil. I want to go take bath. Mini is trying to let her know that, you know, I didn't take bath today, you know. Now is my time for bathing, so get me oil, get me oil. And so while the son was demanding, Nimai was demanding oil for bathing, Sachimata was thinking, what were those complaints about? All those ladies came to me, the Brahmins came to my husband, they were complaining. Thinking my Vishwambar is a nice boy. It's not like what they're just complaining. So for a while she's thinking like that. And she also notices that these tricks Vishwambar had done. She had put some ink on his body from coming from, you know, from Ganga, coming home. He has put some ink on the body, hands, different dots are there. As if coming from the school, and this, in the school all these things happened, you know. Someone threw, or while writing, the leakage was there, so it's all over his body. And and she also notices that he's carrying same books and he's wearing same clothes. He has not changed clothes, same clothes he had. Morning he went, same set of cloth he's wearing, and his body is covered with the ink. And so meanwhile, well, Sachimata is thinking like this, and Nimai is demanding, oh, give me oil for bathing. Jagannath Mishra returns. And by seeing Nimai, that beautiful darling with a smile on his face, you know, all that anger and all that, you know, that's all melted, disappeared. And he's moving forward, and he also notices that Nimai's body is covered with the ink, and he has same set of cloth that he went in the morning wearing the cloth. So she also is thinking, actually these people are just complaining. Such a nice boy and this nice son. So they embrace each other, huh? He picks up Nimai and hugs him and kisses him in his head. But he says, Vishwambar, what kind of mentality do you have? Why don't you let people take bath, you know, peacefully? Lord replied, today I have not yet gone for bath. My friends have gone ahead of me. They went straight to Ganga. I have just come from the school, Daddy. And since they blame me when I wasn't even there. Now I will actually do something mischievous to them. I wasn't even there and they're complaining like this. I'm such a nice boy trying to behave because in the past he had tried to correct me. But even if I don't do anything bad, they complain, so now I'm really going to do something real bad. So, saying this, Nimai is smiling and he left to take his bath for Ganga. He went to take his bath, where he met his friends again. When Vishwambhara arrived there, boys embraced him and laughed after hearing what happened. Because father, mother, they believed that, no, today he didn't go. So not only he was there for hours, but now he gets to go one more time and continue his more mischief, etc. And all the friends are saying, Nimai, you are very clever. You have escaped a good beating today. You know, your father had a big stick in his hand. But you cleverly escaped and he didn't beat you, embraced you instead. You are very clever. As Lord engaged in water sports with the boys at home, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata were contemplating. These are their thoughts. Nimai is again with his friends and Brahmins and ladies. He's doing all sorts of mischief. And the parents are at home, Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra. They are contemplating. It seems that Vishwambhara is not an ordinary human being. Perhaps Lord Krishna has appeared by his internal potency. Otherwise, he may be some other great personality. We don't know. So while they were contemplating this way, the jewel amongst the Brahmanas, Nimai, he arrived. And there are comments by Vrindavan Das Thakur how for this couple, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, they would always feel separation from their son. He's spending two praharas, like 6 hours in the school, and then he was going to Ganga. This was too much for them, as if so many yugas, ages have passed. Oh, he went long, long time ago. He left. Shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Without Gauranga, without their Nimai, the whole world was like a vacant. There's nothing in this world. They would think like that. And Jagannath Mishra, not Jagannath Mishra, Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes this chapter, chapter 6, with these words: "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto feet of Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra." He wants to offer his obeisances at the feet of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, whose son is the Lord of innumerable universes. Jai Nimai. In this way, Lord of Vaikuntha enjoys his pastimes, which by the influence of his external energy, no one can understand. Accepting Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends the translation of Gaudiya Bhashya of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 6, entitled Lord Begins Studying and His Childhood Mischief. Haribo. Whatever Lord does is sweet, even mischief Lord is nectarian and certainly pleasing to the soul. We don't have to listen to Rasadan's pastimes to get liberated or get shower of transcendental nectar. His mischievous childhood pastimes are just good enough. Nectarian dose. So let such that Nimai always manifest in my heart. Sphurtu vasachinandana. What is that? Sphurtu vasachinandana. Yeah, but end. Sada Ridaya Kandari. Sada Ridaya Kandari. In the cave of my heart. Ridaya Kandare Sphuratuva Sachinandana. This prayer doesn't say in my heart, in our hearts. Sphuratuva. Vah means all of us. So this is such a wonderful treasure of these childhood pastimes. But normally no one childhood, I mean especially this kind of naughtiness and mischief. No one studies such things. There are other accomplishments as they grow up. They did this and they did that and they went to the moon and then this exploration and that who discovered America? Columbus. Columbus did. So while Columbus was exploring Western world, discovering Western world, that was the time in eastern part of the globe Nimai was displaying his childhood pastimes. Now normally no one studies children's mischievous pastimes. This is the last thing that someone would want to hear. But we have come from such a far and wide countries, places, at great expense. In the prime time of the day, from 10 to 1, best hour. We are living aside, we kept everything else aside and sitting in Padmasan, sitting. We were trying to hear, understand just the mischievous pastimes besides other childhood pastimes. It's only in case of the Lord, even his mischief is valuable. Even his mischief is all spiritual, transcendental, and worthwhile, worth all the trouble that we went through to get here, just to study. We spent thousands of dollars just to find out the mischief, what mischief that Nimai did here in Mayapur. When you go back, you could tell. But what did you do then? We found out about mischief. We studied the mischief. That's all. He spent $2,000 to find out. But this boy did mischief. They would laugh at you, huh? In your country. But then you would laugh back. Who is crazy? Any questions or comments? What, you're going to do something? Huh? You have a song? Uh-huh. That singing was done. Well, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Let's see. Any cultural events besides the maybe song? We'll think of that. Are you, thought of something pre-planned or planned now, or
if someone else wants to do something, I'm not the only one. Someone else
should. You're the leader. Yeah, someone else has idea of a play. You want to play? Any mischievous ladies and gentlemen here?
Maybe we can all go to the Ganga and
Tomorrow for sure. Tomorrow is certainly the day. Krishna. Chaitanya. Okay, so any clues what we could do? Little time that we have, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Huh? Any other realizations? Any general comments? Let us speak louder. Hey, that you were going to tell us about Rukmini, the Radharani. Okay. You're saying something else?
So what does this mean? It means me that you ask him is the most listening. You could just have made the listening use a little bit, use a comment.
If you're referring to other day I said Krishnadas Kaviraj, while writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he referred to Murari Gupta's diary to help him write the childhood pastimes. At least I didn't say Vrindavan Das Thakur doing that. Which pastime you like the most? Huh? For different devotees like different things. You like that. What about others? Kavita, what did you like? Today's Bathing Ganga. Bathing in. You're going to say something? I remember you crying the other day. That was quite a... I thought you were going to laugh in the middle, but you only kept crying. I thought you were... It was so funny. and you did your role perfectly. Kept crying till everyone chanted. I was about to laugh. Anything else? Any other thoughts in conclusion? The shooting team, your troubleshooting or Page 6. No, his sound. Nava Gaurava Gauravaram Nava Pushpasharam Nava Bhavadharam Nava Lashaparam. Let me get the act together here. Nava Gauravaram Nava Pushpashadam Nava Bhavadharam Nava Lashaparam Nava Gauravaram Nava Hashyakaram Nava Hemavaram Pranamami Suta Sachi Suta Gauravaram Nava Hashyakaram Pranamami Sachi Suta Gauravaram Nava Prema Yutam Nava Nita Sujam Nava Veshakutam Nava Prema Rasam Nava Prema Yutam Nava Nita Sujam Nava Veshakratam Nava Prema Rasam Nava Dhavi Lasata Shubha Prema Mai Anyway, I have not sung this for some time. Want to sing? Huh? I need to do the rehearsal. Or someone else could sing, maybe this song? Narayani Mataji probably knows. Bhakti Charu Maharaj sings nicely, so I went to... Go for another, simpler... is Nadia, is it here? Where is that? Okay, that I had been singing on Parikrama. So Nadiya Godrume Nityananda Mahajan. So this is more common song. So meaning quickly is Nadiya Godrum Nityananda Mahajan Patiyache Namahar Jivera Karan. Patiyache means started, inaugurated Namahar. The purpose of this is Jivera Karan, for the benefit of the Jivas, conditioned souls, and person behind, personality behind is Nityananda Mahajan. And place is Godrum. You know where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Samadhi? That's where Nityananda Prabhu started his Naam Hat. So what this basically is announcement. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is making announcement. Hey people! Then he says, Shraddhavana Janahe Shraddhavana Jan. This announcement is for the faithful people. Oh faithful people, listen. Oh, faithful people, listen. What? That Nityanand Prabhu is starting Namhat in Godrum Dweep. That's the... Then he says, Prabhu Ragyai Bhai Magai Bhiksha. That I'm begging you all on behalf of the Lord that you simply do three things. Bolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Siksha. That you chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, and study Krishna, study scriptures. Koro Krishna, Siksha. Then he says, Aparadha Shunya Hoye Laho Krishna Naam. That you all chant Hare Krishna, but make sure your chanting is free from aparad, free from offenses. Aparad, how much aparad? Shunya means zero. How much aparad is allowed? Zero. Zero level. Tolerance. How much tolerance I have? I have no tolerance. Zero tolerance. So, bring the level of aparad down to zero and always understand that Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. Krishna is father, Krishna is mother, Krishna is wealth, dhan, pran, life, soul, goal, everything. Then he concludes saying, Krishnera Samsar Koro Chadyanachar. Give up all improper behavior and you do samsar, do some activities, but do everything for Krishna. Jive Daya Krishna Naam Sarvadharma Sar. Maintain compassion for others, other living entities, and Krishna Naam Sarvadharma Sar. The essence of dharma, sar is essence. The essence of dharma is Krishna Naam. And that is what Nityanand Prabhu is going to be distributing in Godrum Dweep. He's starting Namhat. So please listen, Shraddhavan Janahe, Shraddhavan Jan.
Nadiya Godru me Nityananda Mahajan Patiya Jena Mohatta Jive Rakara Nadiya.
It doesn't know this. Need a Bengali Mridang player.
Nadiya Godru me Nityananda Mahajan Padiya che naam hatta jive rakara. Padiya che naam hatta jive rakara. Shraddhavan janahe, Shraddhavan jan. Shraddhavan janahe, Shraddhavan jan. Nadiya Godru me Nityananda Mahajan. Padiya che naam hatta jive rakara. Padiya che naam hatta jive rakara. Prabhura agyaya bhai
मागिए भिक्षा प्रभु र अज्ञाय भाई मागिए भिक्षा बोल कृष्ण भज कृष्ण कर कृष्ण शिक्षा बोल कृष्ण भज कृष्ण कर कृष्ण शिक्षा नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना अपराध शून्य होए लहो कृष्ण नाम अपराध शून्य होए लहो कृष्ण नाम कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण कृष्ण माता कृष्ण पिता कृष्ण धन प्राण नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना कृष्ण र संसार छाड़ी कृष्ण र संसार कर छाड़ी अनाचार कृष्ण र संसार कर छाड़ी अनाचार जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार जीवे दया कृष्ण नाम सर्व धर्म सार नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना श्रद्धावान जन हे श्रद्धावान जान श्रद्धावान जन हे श्रद्धावान जान नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना नदिया गोद्र में नित्यानंद महाजन पति अच्छे नाम हट जीवे रखना
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.
Gaur Purnima festival tomorrow. Have a dip in Ganga tomorrow. Take bath. Holy, holy day. Make it holier by taking holy dip. Tomorrow is also holy festival. Let's see. Yep. All programmed, pre-programmed. Okay. So.
Maharaj Ki.